Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin', my nigga? It's TSA Mother Podcast. Boys are back in the building, man. What's poppin', my nigga? You. Yo. Yo, what's good, my G?
What's good, my G? How you doing?
Shit, I can't call it, my brother, man. You know how we do, man. My nigga, let's get right into this. Betha. Is that you, Betha? My Jim Jones voice? Where you been, Betha? Betha just came up under the rock. He snuck through the back door, Sean, the day after Thanksgiving. He got Twitter in an uproar for whatever reason. I don't know, because I'm not in an uproar at all. Let me tell you this right now. Nations dropped a diss track called The Oracle, coming at Killer Cam. Now, before we get into the particulars, sir, I would say this, Mace. Well, damn, my nigga, it took you this long to get in the fucking booth? Dipset been shitting on you since 2002. My nigga, you and I both know 2004 when Mace was up there with Miss Jones and them, and Jim and them had a call and set this nigga straight off of Jacoofy, nigga. Off of Jacoofy. Now, the Mace song, it's not a bad disjoint. I don't think it's crazy like everybody else is trying to make it sound like it is. It's all right. It's some wild lines in there. Your thoughts, sir?
Well, it just goes to show you that for all of us who thought Mace was just dead and stinking and not relevant, he comes out with one diss song and social media went crazy. I mean, that's the reality of it. The reason why me and you are doing a show right now is because of a Mace diss song. So that means Mace still has relevancy in hip-hop because Dipset just did a show. Cam just came out with a 5 mixtape. And what we're discussing right now is Mace's diss song to Cam. And everybody, the internet is on fire about it. And they should be on fire about it. Because
Cameron's mixtape that you just alluded to, the program mixtape, it was a song on there called It's Killer. And I would think that's the reason why Betha felt he had to respond, because Dipset been shitting on this nigga for how many years? I mean, Cam and Jim and all these niggas, and finally Mace, you know, remember that song with it? No, something, the church or something like that, Jim had on the mixtape or something like that, getting that Mace. I thought this shit was all right. I'm not going crazy like the rest of you niggas. The shit was all right. I don't like Mace's flow, my nigga. I hate this nigga's flow with a passion. God, I hate that nigga's flow, man.
Well, before you say that, tell people the background how you feel about Mace.
You trying to set me up? Is that what you're doing?
I'm not trying to set you up. I just want people to know, when we talk about this, how do you feel about Mace as a rapper? How did you feel about Mace when he first came out, the Bad Boy era of Mace, 97?
I was not a fan of the Bad Boy era. Mine is Big in the Locks. The mother niggas on that roster, I can give two donkey nuts about. Well, Loon.
Right.
I did like G-Dep, though. Shout out my nigga G-Dep. I did like G-Dep. Loon, Mark Curry, some other bum-ass niggas he had on that label, man. I didn't like none of them niggas. Neither here nor there. I'm going to go back to 1997. Listen, man, when Bad Boy came on the scene, Mason Betha, I did not like that era. I was not a fan of the Bad Boy era. I know that's not the cool thing to say, because if you're a hip-hop cat, you're supposed to cherish and worship when Bad Boy was popping. I didn't like that Mace and Puff at all. At all. I was not a fan of Mace's first album. I heard it. I thought it was all right. Niggas try to say it's a classic. Niggas try to throw at me all because he sold so many records. Listen, man, Cam'ron is the king of fucking Harlem. Let's be goddamn fucking clear on PSA motherfucking podcast today. All right? It ain't damn sure ain't Mace. If you want the pecking order for me, it's Cam, Big L, or Big L or Cam. However you want to flip it. I like Jim Jewels and all them niggas over fucking Mace. Yes, Jim Jones. I think Jim's P.O.M. Poem album is better than Mace's album. Common boys, get at me. What up?
Okay, so I think it's good that now that everybody knows how you've always felt about Mace. So now, the diss song to Cam. Why do you think social media is litty right now because of this song?
Because they know Cam and Mace have had a relationship for how many years before they got signed. They were on a high school basketball team together, this, that, and the third. If you want to say a horse and carriage, Cam gave Mace gave Cam a look by coming on there. That was big for Cam, let's be clear. A horse and carriage, all right? But all in all, I think people just going crazy because they know Mace and Cam have a relationship, so certain shit that Mace going to say on a track is going to sound believable because you niggas think, because niggas know Cam and Mace had a relationship. So Mace can sit there and say, oh, Cam, you slept with your sister. Niggas going to be like, oh, that's true because Cam knows, because Mace knows you.
So you think this song, there was a bunch of untruths in there, or do you think there was truths mixed with fabrications?
Both. The last thing you said, truth and fabrication. I don't know, truthfully. How do we know? I don't know. I don't know. We don't know these niggas' lives.
So let me ask you a question. Is there anything on this song that you personally believe that Mace said?
I think you talk about a tatted arm or some shit like that. Talk about not having him on a tatted arm or something.
Is there anything on the Mace diss song that you believe happened?
Yeah, the dips running out of Rucker Park, obviously, that we saw the footage on that. That was clear as day. That was facts.
That was facts. What about when he said True Life punched you in your motherfucking face? Did that happen?
That was facts.
Okay, so there were facts.
Well, we know about that. We knew about it. It ain't like Mace ain't put us on something we didn't know. We all knew this already.
Okay,
did we not know this years ago?
Me and you knew it because we're hip hop historians.
Half you niggas don't even know the fucking two True Life is anyway. Bum ass niggas sitting there talking about you like Mace. Mm-hmm. Talking about you, nigga. Niggas talking about the Mason shit. Half you niggas don't even know True Life is.
So the reality is, a lot of people who may not be familiar with Mace's run, let's be clear, we're in 2017. Mace came out over 20 years ago. So a lot of new young people may not know exactly who he is, his impact on hip-hop, or when he was the biggest act in hip-hop. A lot of people do not know that about him. I think the reason why this is causing such an uproar is because Mace's impact in hip-hop, you can't erase it. It was an impact as big as DMX's impact. That's how big Mace's impact was.
Not for me. Me at all. I rate DMX way higher than I rate Mace. I can promise you that twice on Sunday. That's real.
And speaking of DMX, DMX and Mace have one of my favorite collaboration songs of all time. It's on DMX's debut album called It's Dark and Hell Is Hot. It's called Niggas Done Started Something. What a great song. It's the Lox, Mace, and DMX.
It's on a collab of songs, okay.
Great.
And Cameron got a song with Bleak.
Really,
and Cameron got a song with Band from TV also. And what? What are we doing? Collab song? We're having collab conversations?
No, I'm just highlighting that for people who want to know, like, who follow DJ Academic, and they're like, why is everybody talking about Mace? Why is DJ Academic talking about Mace, right?
Academics so, fall back, my nigga. We got that. Academics fall back, my nigga. Me and my nigga got this, man. Go ahead, bro.
So the reason why DJ Academics is talking about Mace is because Mace is cemented in hip-hop history. He's cemented in hip-hop history. He's cemented so much that in the prime of 50 Cent's career, he tried to sign Mace. He wanted to
I never
to
understood that. And I never understood
Mace.
That, 50. I never understood that, 50. Why was you going gun-ho to sign Mace?
And the reason why 50 went gun-ho to sign Mace is because I'm telling all you guys, Mace had one of the biggest impacts in the history of hip-hop. In the history of hip-hop. Mace's two-year run was so impactful that 50 at the prime was like, I want to sign Mace. I'm going.
What the
I'm
fuck
doing
that got to do with his song, Oracle?
I'm telling you what it has to do with it. I'm telling you why me and you are talking about it. I'm talking about why everybody's commenting on it. I'm telling you why DJ Academic, because Mace achieved the level of success in hip-hop that you have ever seen. It's why Jay-Z said, you'll always be number two in Ride or Die. Jay-Z
has a song going at Mace because of it. That is to let you know how big Mace was.
Mace ain't fucking with Hov. Mace ain't fucking with Hov, but let's be clear on that also. Let's be fucking clear on that.
So what I'm trying to establish...
Oh, yeah, you ain't
going to
say shit. You know that. Yeah, keep it moving, nigga. You know that. Keep it moving.
What I'm trying to establish to people is how big an artist Mace was, which is why DJ Academic and everybody on social media is talking about Mace.
You said Academic's name like four times, my nigga.
Because DJ Academic is one of the most popular people who covers hip-hop, and he usually covers the new generation. So for him to be covering Mace is like, wow, you're covering an era that you know nothing about. Problem is, he's covering the biggest guy from 20 years ago was Mace. He was the face of hip-hop. So.
The face of hip-hop?
This king, yeah.
Who was the face of hip-hop?
Mace.
Biggie was still alive. Wu-Tang was still popping. CNN was still out here. Nas was still... Mace. Out of here, yo. I wasn't playing on Mace. I could tell you that. I was playing Wu-Tang Forever. I was playing Capone and Noriega. War Report. Shit like that. That's what I was playing. Cool mixtapes.
And that's all good. That's all fine and dandy. But the fact, that's all good and dandy, but the fact still remains, Mace
Cannabis
was the face of hip-hop.
I'm listening to Cannabis. You talking about Mace? Fuck out of here, man.
Yeah. Wait a minute. What do you mean fuck out of here? I can't talk about Mace.
Yeah,
Mace
I listen to Cannabis way more than Mace. You can't.
When you say fuck out of here, you're saying
that
Mace
I fuck with Cannabis more than Mace.
The face of hip-hop in 1997?
Not in my opinion. Not in my opinion.
So here's what happened. So let me give you guys, it depends who you ask.
It depends what you consider the face. If you're talking about radio play and being on BET and all that.
Let me tell you what Mace did in 1997 that Three won't tell you. So I'm just going to take three albums that came out in 1997. I'm just going to take three albums. I'm going to take Life After Death.
Better Than Mace Shit.
What's on that album? Mace. Was on
so
that
why
album.
Why they on the same label? You're not telling them they were on the same label. Okay.
Wait a minute. It was one of the biggest albums of the year, and he was on a song called More Money, More Problems, which was a
number one hit. Song I never played a lot, man. I'm going to keep it tall, my nigga. I didn't want to play that song like that, bro.
But I'm just giving you the facts. I'm telling you the facts of what Mace was on. He was on that album. Then he was also on Puffy's album, No Way Out.
I didn't like that album. I played Young G's. Best song on that album was Young G's with Puff, with Big and Hov.
So Mace is on that album, and that's one of the biggest albums of the year. And then Mace is on Harlem World. Mace in 1997 was on the three biggest albums in hip hop for the year of 1997.
Other niggas was also on. He wasn't the only one. He wasn't the only fucking one. Other niggas also.
Harlem World's his album. Harlem World is his album, okay? My point is, he's on the three biggest albums of 1997. So, yes, Mace was a bigger artist than CNN. Mace
I like
was
CNN
a
shit
artist.
More. Let me ask you a question. Hip-hop historian guy. Hey, hip-hop historian guy. Are you trying to imply that Harlem World was better than War Report?
No, I'm not saying that at all.
So we're on point. Okay, all right.
Okay, I'm not saying that at all, because to me it wasn't. But in terms of its impact, it had a bigger impact than the War Report. Much bigger impact.
Okay.
It was a bigger
impact. The bigger impact. CNN that was a bigger impact than me than Mace, my nigga. That's real.
I understand that, but that's not the reality. So let's get back.
That's my reality.
So let's put it all together. So Mace does a diss song against Cam. He's using the whole Vito beat. Young Vito, voice of the young people. That's Jay-Z, y'all. Because y'all may not know what I'm talking about, so I'll tell you. I'm talking about Jay-Z. He's rhyming over Jay-Z beat. off of the Blueprint 2 album, because y'all might not know where that beat came from. Y'all hearing it on SoundCloud, and you're like,
He's shit on Nas. Let's keep it real. Can I say something? Sidebar. People talk about the takeover and Super Ugly. Niggas don't talk about that song right there on Blueprint 2, Jay-Z and Nas. Okay.
Sidebar, Rosie Perez, you sound a little naive in them articles that I read.
To me, that I read.
Song to you. That's a great hip hop song to you. More power to you. Now back to Mace and Ken.
Are you serious? Are you fucking
now
kidding me?
Now back to Mace
now?
And Ken.
Your homie Jungle's not as hard as me. What's the problem, B? You're not as hard as me. All OC, nigga.
Jungle, he's a god to me.
He's a god to me.
You know,
what's the problem, B? You're not as hard as me.
Oh, the lyricism on that was just mind blowing. Oh my god!
Yeah, stop trying to be a smart ass. Stop trying to be a smart ass, my
Lord,
nigga.
On that,
but let me guess. But the Mace's Oracle diss track is better than that than Jay Z shit, right? Let me guess.
So the Mace diss track.
Yeah, exactly. You want a fucking answer because you know what time it is. Go ahead.
The Mace diss track to Cam is greatly needed in hip hop. It's greatly needed in hip hop.
Hey, I'm gonna need. Hey, all you Mace fans, let me tell you, Mace fans, something, man. You niggas act like Cameron is some little nigga. My nigga, you talking about a nigga that went at Jay, 50, and Nas and held his own and had nice diss tracks at these niggas, my nigga. Mace is a fucking layup. This is a layup for Cam, a George Gervin finger roll to the basket. With his eyes closed.
Sidebar. What did you think about the song Dig a Hole by Jay-Z of Kingdom Come? Yeah.
All right.
That's it? Is this all right?
All right.
Wait a minute. That's all. That song was just all right.
Okay.
All right.
What do you mean?
So that's what we're doing now? Wait a minute. That's what we're doing now? Dig a Hole, one of the best songs off of Kingdom Come. Is just I. Is that what you're saying? So wait a minute. On the Kingdom Come album, you have songs that you liked better than Dig a Hole.
Yeah.
Silent Partner, I hear you loud and clear. Anyway, let me leave that alone. Now all of a sudden, you don't know anything about Jay-Z. It's amazing. Before, you know everything about him, but now come to Kingdom Come, you don't know nothing about him. This is great.
Okay. Nigga, I said the song was aight, my nigga. What the fuck are you talking about?
Aight. Dig a hole. Bury yourself. Anyway, Mace has the legitimacy to go at Cam, unlike any other rapper. There's no other rapper who can go at Cam the way Mace can. And the reason why Mace can, because Mace was popping first. Mace was the basketball star on the team that played against Stephon Marbury's team. Okay?
Are you going to tell him that Mace – hold on. See, this is what I like what you do. You're saying Mace was the star of the team. Was it Mace missed a crucial shot? That we saw in the beginning of Killer Season.
So what? Yeah, like I don't know what the point of that is. The point is
you didn't bring that up. I want you to bring that part up also. You highlight him start a basketball team, but you ain't talking about missing a fucking crucial shot.
No MC has the legitimacy to go at Cam the way Mace can because Mace popped off before Cam. Mace was the one who was more successful than Cam in the late 90s. I'm only talking about the late 90s. He was just a bigger artist than Cam. Cam was around him in that era. So when he's telling us stuff, we're listening to it like, whoa. Is this stuff really true? So, Cameron Giles, you are on the
Killer
fucking
Cam.
Clock.
Cam's on the clock for Mace? For Mace? So, Let me ask you a question, tough guy. When do we ever know Cam to keep his mouth shut? You tell me. I'll wait.
Cameron Giles, you are on the clock. And this is what I don't want to see, Cameron. I don't want you to see go live on Instagram and just talk about Mace and clown him. I don't want to see that. You just put out a mixtape where you were rapping. You put out a song called It's Killer. You decided to take shots and talk about shit.
Yeah.
So guess what?
He's been taking shots. He's been taking shots. It took Mace how many years, Preacher Boy? Hey, Preacher Boy. It took Mace how long to fucking he ran that nigga out of Harlem. Did he not get right out of Harlem? Huh?
So
where happened to Pop Locky? What did Jim Jones say? Where happened to Pop Locky or some shit like that? Huh? Like we don't know the fucking interview from back to forth, huh? 04 shit.
Camera respond, my nigga. Come on, it's on the clock. It's the Mace we're talking about here, B. Come on, man. So my where was all the Rico shit when you was going through the Rucker Park? That was a cool line. I like some line common boys. So before the common boys try to say I don't like, listen, I like Cam way more than Mace. I think Cam is 30 times better than Mace. If you want to go there, Cam got better albums
but
than Mace.
That's not the debate. The debate here.
That's what
is.
I'm talking about. No, I'm going to bring that up, though. I'm going to bring that up that Cam is Harlem more than Mace. Cam is more New York than Mace. Cam did more monumental shit than Mace. And Mace saw more records than this nigga. Clear.
So,
Cam had half the niggas
Cam,
in New York rocking pink.
So Cam, and let me destroy a myth.
Let me just destroy
One of the biggest myths of all time. The myth that Cam had niggas rocking pink. That's a myth.
That's the truth. That's not a myth. That's the facts.
That's
not
a myth. And let me tell you why I said myth. Cam was the one rocking pink. Cam was rocking pink. Go look. Pull up the YouTube videos from 2005, 2004.
Let me learn you right quick, brother. I'm going to take you back to 2002, South Beach, Memorial Day weekend, May of 2002, sir. I'm seeing all these niggas wearing pink. Every nigga you see on South Beach from Washington down to fucking Andrew, Wet Willies and the whole nine, nigga. Rocking pink. This is facts, nigga. Throwback jerseys
okay.
And pink.
I can't dispute that because that's your lived experience. You saw it. So let me give you my lived experience. And being in New York, working in Manhattan with a bunch of Harlem niggas, none of them niggas wore pink. Everybody knew Cam wore pink. The talking point
niggas
was
in Harlem was wearing
Cam
pink, my nigga. Stop the bullshit. Niggas
the
in Harlem was wearing pink, my nigga. Get the fuck out of here, man.
The talking point was Cam got everything.
So when Cam said, I got half the New York niggas wearing pink, that was a lie when he said that. He said that line, and nobody disputed that shit. Nobody said that wasn't true when he said that, my nigga.
Yeah.
Knock it off, bro.
Yeah.
All right. Let's tell it, nigga. Fuck out of here. Nigga, I'm telling you, the man said it, and it was true.
Historian, I'm telling you, okay? That is a
nigga,
myth. Anyway.
Nigga, we are both historians. Watch your fucking mouth.
Let me get back to the gist of the convo. The reason why Mace this track rang bells is because he has the authenticity of the one to be doing it. Everybody knows he was on top at one point of hip-hop. Everybody knows that. That's why when he's telling these stories, all you niggas like the drink champs, right? So y'all like hearing these behind-the-scenes stories and how informative they are when you hear these guys talk about situations from the past. Well, Mace just did that, but he wrapped it in a disco.
Pray for Jimmy.
Facts only.
Let's pray for Jimmy. This nigga's I-97 talking about something. Jim Jones, pray for Jimmy. Let's pray for Jimmy.
Stop stealing money from the collection plate, you goofball-ass nigga. Fake-ass preacher. Now you murder me? Fuck are you talking about, man? Go back to your congregation, nigga. Fuck you talking about? That's you, Betha?
All right.
Yo, Jim Jones, put this nigga back on your Koofy list, my nigga. Put this nigga back on the Koofy list. Come on.
I hope you
like
what you're talking about.
Isn't Dipset back together? Oh, you know Jim
don't
want a piece of this action. You know Jim gonna want a piece of this action. Let's go. You don't know what I'm talking about? No, nigga, you know exactly what I'm talking about. 2004.
No,
Mace is up there talking.
Don't know what
the fuck
talking
you
about.
Do, nigga. You know, that shit
no
like back to the front like
about.
I do. This nigga is lying to y'all. He knows that shit back
about.
To front. He don't
I
miss nothing
no
like I don't miss
about.
Nothing. This nigga know exactly where he was in 2004
when Mace was up there talking crazy, and that nigga got shook like dice when he heard Jim and Cam call up there. He know what I'm talking about. Don't let him play out. Betha.
So, my nigga. Why are you saying Betha like that? I have no idea why you're saying it like that. I don't know why you're going
Betha. Betha.
That's
his name,
I
Betha.
I have no idea why you're saying it. Okay, so why are you saying it like that? Why are you going, Betha? Why are you saying it like that? Are you imitating somebody?
You want to tell me I should talk? Is there a certain way? Is there a certain way I should enunciate it? Should I enunciate it better?
This is an original thought of yours when you say Betha, the way you're saying it. That's you.
Oh, you know where it's from? You know where it's from? No, I'll tell you exactly where it's from. It's from the way you know exactly where I'm going because you just try to lie to the people and say, you don't know what I'm talking about. So back to 04, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Nigga,
okay.
Jim Jones,
okay.
You know what I'm talking about. Nigga,
okay.
Capo status,
okay.
Nigga. Off with your goofy, nigga.
Okay.
Betha.
Okay.
That's you, Betha? Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I'm a big Dipset fan. I'm a wrong nigga to talk about Dipset with, my G.
Your murder mace.
That's what I think, man. I can't go eat this nigga alive, man. It's easy, man. It's easy. That was light. Mace. You felt you had to respond because nigga been shitting on you since 04, my nigga. You finally went to the booth and responded. Have you been writing this rhyme since 04? This nigga been writing this rhyme since 04, my nigga, and finally decided to find a studio. I can tell you this. If Cam ain't going to be on no Fabulous shit or some Kendrick Lamar shit, he can't find a studio. You put him on a clock, Cam will respond, my G. But I would agree with you on one thing. Cam, I ain't trying to see no IG posts, my dude. I ain't trying to see you talk on IG. I'm need you to get in the booth. And Cam will do that. I'm not even trying Cam like that, my niggas. Y'all could try Cam like that. I'm not going to join you. You know what's funny, though? True or false, hip-hop historian guy? Who do we do a appreciation on first, Cam or Mace?
I don't remember.
We did a Cameron one, y'all. And when we discussed, we're going to do a Cameron thing. Nobody had a discussion between me and my partner and said, nah, son, we should do Mace first. We did a Big L appreciation. How we did two Harlem niggas, we did a Lone and Lux appreciation, Murder Mook appreciation, and Mace ain't get one yet. I named about four or five Harlem niggas that we did from battle rap to hip hop. And
well,
you talking about
reason,
some motherfucking murder
why,
Mace to me, my
reason,
nigga?
The reason why we didn't do a Murder Mace is because you don't like him. You never liked the Bad Boy era. You didn't think his album was good. He didn't have an impact on you. You did not like him.
No,
so it's difficult to do a hip-hop appreciation. It's difficult to do a hip-hop appreciation for an artist that did not resonate with you, that you did not like, and that had no effect on you. So it's hard to appreciate an artist that you clearly did not like.
He wasn't even better than Big L. He wasn't even better than Bloodshed.
Now I can clearly do an appreciation on Mace, and we sort of did an appreciation on Mace on this show today, just now.
I like Ja Rule more than Mace. How about that?
Wild.
I rock with Ja Rule more than Mace. How about that?
Fine, and me in the streets, we waiting for that Ja Rule appreciation. I can't wait for that. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait for that.
Ja Rule will get appreciation way before Mace. I can tell you that Ja Rule deserve appreciation way more than Mace.
But I will say this. Like I said earlier, Mace had one of the biggest impacts in hip hop in the last 20 years.
Period. His impact wasn't bigger than 50s.
And he was the
You want to dispute that? Do you want to dispute that?
No, I don't. I don't want to dispute it. But in 1997, Mace was the face of hip hop. If you want to throw in Master P and try to throw a wrinkle in the game and try to rebuttal me, you can. I can still out-debate that. But Mace in 1997 was the face of hip-hop, and Bad Boy was the soundtrack to hip-hop in 1997. So the era...
Not for my hip-hop.
Three,
not for me.
The era three that Dre did not like was dominated by Bad Boy. Dominated. 1997. Dominated by Mason Betha.
Nah, I was a Lox and Big. That's it. And Carl Thomas and Faith Evans. I like Carl Thomas, but nah, sorry. I like Carl Thomas' album more than Mace shit. How about that? I like Carl Thomas' emotional album way more than Mace's album.
You, 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 you listen to R&B, I listen to rap. You know what I'm saying?
I listen to R&B, rap, hip hop, reggae. I'm very diverse.
You're right,
I listen to everything.
And I listen to rap. And I listen to rap.
I listen to rap too, though. That's the thing. I listen to rap
end
too,
of
though.
The story.
How about that?
End of the story.
And that.
So
when you niggas hear certain samples, R&B samples that's going in hip hop, and you don't know what the fuck sample that's from, guess who knows who that is? I do.
Right. So while you were listening to Carl Thomas in 1997, I was listening to Impossible. I was listening to Impossible on We Sing Forever. I was listening to the Lady of Ages album, which had production by DJ Primo. So while you were listening
to your
R&B and your reggae, I was listening to Cannabis on Beat the East. I was to DJ Clute. Because we only got 25 in a day. So when you look at your periods and you're listening to non hip hop, I'm listening to hip hop.
I listen
That's
to Shy, Silk, Men at Large.
Have fun, my nigga. Have fun.
You know what I mean? After Seven.
Have fun.
Guy.
I'm listening to A Plus. I'm listening to A Plus and Mr. Cheek.
Lisa Stanfield.
Anyway.
Shy. Let's say Shy right here. Boys and Men, Jodeci. Mary J. Blige's first album, classic. Fuck Mace.
So and that is
Killer
the whole,
Cam, let's go. Killer Cam.
Cam, you're on the clock. Cam, you are.
Y'all niggas got Cam fucked up, man. Y'all niggas act like Cam is some new nigga. How I go at J. Nas and 50? But Mace, I'm on the clock for Mace. But I went out. Them, I called them niggas out before they called me out. Cam called niggas out before. My nigga, come on, my nigga. You serious? He just called out. My nigga, first of all, the reason why Mace responded because Cam said some fly shit on the song that just is out, the mixtape that just got released no more than 3 weeks now. So what are we talking about here? He set the trap just to see dude react. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck that shit. Come on, my nigga. What are you talking about? Fuck you mean, man? Mace on the clock for Mace and he already responded? Well, Mace, it took Mace since 04 to write that round? Come on, my G. Mace, your flow is terrible, man. I hate your flow. I hate the fact 50 was acting crazy to sign you. I hate the fact that 50 was getting all mad on the Dead Prez beat, talking crazy to him. You didn't want to get him out of the deal. Like, I was sitting there like, 50, why you want to sign this bum-ass nigga? You got Banks, Buck, M.O.P., I mean, Spider Loc was trash. Olivia was trash. Hot Rod was trash.
Thank you for making the case for Mace. I appreciate it.
What case did I make?
You just
I didn't
made
no
case,
case for Mace.
What you just said made the case for how impactful Mace was.
He wasn't impactful. Listen, am I going to ignore the fact the Harlem World was big? No, I can't ignore that. Did I buy the album? Yes, I bought the album. Did I like the album? I thought it was three and a half mics. It was 3.5 mics.
Don't
it wasn't a classic to me at all.
It was a classic to me.
You know, let me ask you a question. Is Mace better than Cam'ron?
Yes.
You sound dumb as hell. You sound dumb as hell. Crazy.
Longevity.
Cam'ron to this
longevity.
Day makes relevant music. Mace ain't making
longevity.
Relevant music since what? Since night? Wait, let me ask you a question. Hip hop historian guy. What'd you think about May's second album, sir?
I did not like it.
So, did you like Cam'ron's second album, S.T.E.? Let's interview you real quick. Did you like S.T.E.'s second
it.
Album? So when you it. Was so when May's out here throwing out that basura brick ass, what's that shit called? Double Up, Double Brick, or something
right.
like that. Right.
Right.
Cam's second album was popping. Did you like Cam'ron's Come
yes.
On with Me album?
Yes, I did.
Did you like Cam'ron's first album? Did you like Cam'ron's first album? Confessions of Fire?
Yes, I did. Yes,
okay,
I did.
Okay, so Cam'ron was one for one. So in your opinion, hip-hop historian guy, you like Cam's first three albums then, right?
Yes, I did.
How many times you and I have had discussions on Cam'ron appreciation about Cam's verse on that Dutch and Spade joint?
It's one of my favorite verses ever.
Okay.
Can't put Dipset on. Can't put Valo bum ass on. Come on, my nigga. What are you talking about? Come on, man.
And saying all that, Mace's impact in 2 years was one of the biggest in the last 20 years.
I think Cam had more impact for me in my hip hop life than Mace did. It's not, that's not even, I mean, that's like a, that ain't even no brainer for me. Killer Cam on fucking day, my nigga. Killer. Joffy Joe, nigga. It's basically Sprocket. Talking about, man. Kim Joffy Joe. Come on, man. That's what it is, man. Take us home, my nigga. Shit.
PSA Podcast.
Lit.
Home of the Ben Simmons appreciation.
What? Home of the
hip hop historian appreciation.
Ben Simmons appreciation. Okay.
Battle rap talk. 101 battle rap interviews. Salute to Ben Simmons.
Why are we saluting him? He didn't play yet. That's what it is, man. PSA motherfucking podcast. One!